fresh off a rainout last night. It's a beautiful day for baseball here in Aberdeen, Maryland today on Sunday afternoon for the series finale of what is now a five-game series between the visiting Jersey Shore Blue Claws and your Aberdeen Ironbirds. Hi, everyone. My name is Michael Mark Cantonini, bringing you the action for all the Ironbirds home games this season. Happy to be back for the series finale here. The Ironbirds have taken the field, and we are getting set to play some baseball. The Blue Claws have won the last three games of this series after the Ironbirds took the series opener on Tuesday, and fresh off the rainout last night, the Ironbirds will look to get back in the win column in today's ball game. The Birds and Blue Claws both come into this ball game 5-8 on the season, tie for fourth place in the South Atlantic League North Division standings, 4.5 games out of first place. And with that, we will get you the starting lineups for today's ballgame as right-hander Kyle Verbitsky gets set to make his home debut, third appearance of the season. He gets the ball for the Ironbirds. So here's the Ironbirds lineup. Leading off at shortstop, Frederick Bencosme. Batting second at third base, Max Wagner. Dylan Beavers is in right field. He bats third. Judd Fabian in the four-hole in center field. Adam Retzbach gets the start at first base. He's batting fifth. Silas Ardwez, the catcher, he bats sixth. Reed Trimble in the seven-hole in left field. Isaac Baloney's the DH in the eight-hole. And rounding out the lineup, batting ninth, it's the second baseman, Luis Valdez. On the flip side, for the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, they'll go with left-hander Gabriel Cotto on the mound. And the top three in the order, Nick Ward, Haoyu Lee, Marcus Lee Sang. Then 4-5-6, Rickson Wingrove, Casey Martin, and Leandro Pineda. 7-9, Wilfredo Flores, Andrick Nava, and Jared Carr. We're ready to go here from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Final game of this series, final game of the homestand, and final home game for the next couple weeks. As Verbitsky gets ready to throw his first pitch of the game to left-handed hitting third baseman Nick Ward for the Blue Claws. Ward did not play in Friday night's game. He's back in the lineup there today. He's been a mainstay at the top of the lineup for the Blue Claws this season. Comes in hitting 300 with a 913 OPS. A couple home runs, nine driven in. Off to a good start in his first season in the Phillies organization, and he takes a strike towards the lower half of the zone. Quickly 0-1 on Ward. Verbitsky, a 6'7 right-hander, just 24 years old in his third professional season. His 0-1 misses a little bit outside. It's 1-1. Verbitsky, no record this season through two games. One of them was a start, 9 earned runs and 5 innings of work. So he's looking to get on track, get in a groove. His 1-1 to Ward misses way inside. It's 2-1. 5 walks, 4 strikeouts so far this season for Kyle. Opponents hitting 333 against him. He has allowed 2 home runs, 3 extra base hits overall. Making his Ironbirds home debut today. Made 2 appearances on the road at Hudson Valley. He's fallen behind Ward 3-1. Just underway in Aberdeen. No score between the Claws and the Birds. Birds looking to snap a 3-game losing skid. 3-1 pitch. Verbitsky misses low and in. And it's a 5-pitch walk to Ward to start the ball game. So Ward trots down to first, and he continues to find ways on base. He walked 2 times on Friday night. So he's aboard as a leadoff base runner. Here's Haoyu Lee, the second baseman. Right-handed hitter, is the number 5 prospect in the Phillies organization. A native of Taiwan. First pitch he sees is a ball outside, 1-0. Verbitsky's a 4-pitch pitcher, 4-seam fastball, curveball, slider, change. Likes that slider a lot. That's the of the two breaking balls he has with the curve and the slider, he goes to the slider more. He'll move over to first, Ward diving back in there safely. Well, the Claws with their leadoff man on. Verbitsky still looking for his first out of the day. As he makes his second straight start, last pitched on April 16th at Hudson Valley. 1-0, misses outside, it's 2-0, and Silas Ardwey, the catcher, will head out to chat with Kyle. So while the battery mates chat, we'll set the defense for the Ironbirds. Silas Ardwey behind the plate catching for Verbitsky. In the infield, it's Max Wagner at third base, Frederick Bencosme at short, Luis Valdez over at second, and Adam Retzbach gets the start at first. In the outfield, Reed Trimble's in left, Judd Fabian in center, and Dylan Beavers in right. Well, the conversation on the mound is over. The count is 2-0 on Haoyu Lee with Nick Ward at first base and no outs in the top of the first. An off day tomorrow for both of these clubs, and the Ironbirds head out on the road for 12 straight. 2-0 pitch. Well, something must have worked with that mound conference as this one's popped up into shallow right, And it's the right fielder Beavers who calls off the second baseman Valdez to make the grab. There's one out in the first. Just getting him settled down. So Silas Arduez, good job going out there to talk to Verbitsky. Now one out with a man on first. Here's Marcus Lee Sang, the DH. The Blue Claws won Friday night's game 4-3. They scored all four of their runs in the first inning. Two of those runs unearned. They took advantage of a pitch clock violation that turned a strikeout into a walk to start the game, and then an error. And it led to a four-run inning. Lee Sang sends one to the backstop. It's 0-1. And Lee Sang in that inning hit a three-run home run after Ward walked because of the pitch clock violation. And then Lee, who bounced one out to second, could have been a double play ball. Instead, it got over Valdez's glove into center. And instead of two outs and no one on, it set up first and third no outs, and then Lee Sang went deep. Ward a short lead, the 0-1 to Lee Sang, a fastball over the heart of the plate. Actually, that was a changeup there. And it's 0-2. Lee Sang getting a chance to swing it, but stay off his feet. He's the designated hitter in today's game. He sends one to the left side. Nice diving stop by Wagner from the seat of his pants. Tries to get it to second, but can't do it in time. And it's an infield single for Lee Sang. So Ward made it to second before Wagner could get it over there. Well, it was a nice stop by Max. And if anything, he saved probably a first and third situation. If that ball, as softly as it was hit, gets into left field with Trimble playing deep, Ward's probably able to get to third on it. Instead, he keeps the double play in order. And instead of first and third, it's first and second for Rickson Wingrove. Wingrove takes a strike on the outer half. It's 0-1. Wingrove has homered three times in this series. He's also doubled. Waves the bat out in front of the zone, ready to hit with two on and one out. No score, top of the first. Verbitsky a look at second, the pitch. Line drive past the diving Valdez into right field. Here comes Ward around third. Lee Sang heading to third. It's an RBI single for Rickson Wingrove. And the Blue Claws lead it 1-0 in the top of the first. Well, Wingrove has been a tough out all series. And this Jersey Shore offense has really come alive in this five-game set against the Ironbirds. So three of the four batters in this one have reached. Now Casey Martin, the shortstop. Kyle had a rough first inning in his last appearance, which was his first start of the season. He gave up three runs in the first inning at Hudson Valley. First pitch strike towards the top of the zone to Martin. It's 0-1. But after that, Kyle really settled down. He retired the side in order in the second. Allowed a base runner in the third, but faced a minimum. Rolled a double play ball to get out of that inning. 0-1. Misses high. It's 1-1. So after giving up three in the first, no runs over the next two, and that was the end of his day in Hudson Valley. A game in which the Ironbirds eventually won. So he got better as that start went on. Looking to do the same here. Ball and a strike, make it 2-1. Breaking ball missed out. Umpires in today's game. Christian Argueza is behind home plate. Steve Craze has the bases. As Verbitsky looks to work out of a jam, Ironbirds keep the infield back with runners at the corners and one down. Lee Sang at third, Wingrove at first. 2-1, swing and a miss. Good pitch there from Kyle, top of the zone. Verbitsky's a strikeout pitcher. He led all Oakland A's minor league pitchers in strikeouts during the 2022 season. Came over to the Orioles in an offseason trade. He's ready to go. Wingrove takes off for second, 2-2, smothered in the dirt, a breaking ball that missed out. Good block by Arduez. It's a stolen base for Rickson Wingrove. Wingrove, not the kind of guy who regularly swipes bags, but he had a big jump there, and now that the double play's out of order, the Ironbirds will bring the infield in all the way around. Three balls and two strikes on Martin. Tall right-hander set on the mound. Glove held high, 3-2, fouled back. Birds rocking their military appreciation jerseys today. These are jerseys that they will wear every Sunday home game the rest of the season and July 4th weekend. White tops and bottoms with light blue pinstripes. 3-2 from Verbitsky. Line drive sent into left. Here comes Trimble. He's behind it, makes the grab. And Lee Sang will just head back to third base. No tag attempt. Well, good job by Verbitsky to get that out and keep the runners where they are. So two down with runners at second and third. 1-0 Jersey Shore, top of the first. Here's Leandro Pineda, the left-handed hitting right fielder. So these military appreciation jerseys the Birds are wearing, they say USA across the chest, and they've got the Iron Bird cartoon logo graphic flying through the A on the jersey. They're pretty cool. First pitch swinging. Leandro sends one out of play to the left side, 0-1. The Birds wearing their kind of a cross between navy and royal blue hats with the orange A in cursive on the front with the plane logo again flying through the A. 0-1, fouled back, it's 0-2. Meanwhile, the Blue Claws sticking with their navy blue road tops and gray bottoms. Blue Claws written across the chest. Blue Claws have the light blue caps with red brims. Big pitch coming here from Verbitsky. 0-2 on Pineda with runners at second and third. One run already home here in the top of the first. Pineda has been a mainstay in the three-hole this series, but he's in the six-hole today. 0-2 from Kyle, misses high with it, and it's 1-2. Long look in at his catcher, Ardouin, for the sign. Verbitsky has it. 1-2, check swing. They'll appeal to the base umpire, Steve Craze. No swing. And the count's even at 2-2. 24 pitches so far in the inning for Verbitsky. Just looking to limit the damage. He's set once again. Runners lead off their bags. 2-2. Breaking ball misses low and in. Couldn't get Pineda to fish at that one. Count runs full. Well, I mentioned Verbitsky led all A's minor leaguers in strikeouts last year. He racked up 140 of them in 126 and a third innings of work. So he has that strikeout pitch in him. 3-2, fastball in. It's ball four. Second walk of the inning for Verbitsky, and that loads the bases for Wilfredo Flores. 1-0 Jersey Shore as the Claws look to extend that lead. Verbitsky doesn't walk a lot of guys either. I mean, he only walked 30 batters last season. A season spent between low A and high A in the A's organization. I mentioned he came over in an offseason trade. The Orioles sent shortstop and former Iron Bird Darryl Hernández to the A's in that trade. First pitch to Flores is outside, 1-0. Hernández spent a good chunk of time with the Ironbirds last year before a promotion to Double A late in the year. So Hernández went to the A's, and Verbitsky part of the return along with left-hander Cole Irvin back to the Orioles. 1-0, chopper to the right side. Retzbach stabs at it, but Valdez is there behind, throws wide to first, not in time. So everybody's safe, a run comes in to score. We'll see what the scoring is on that play. It's 2-0 Jersey Shore. So Retzbach on the stab attempt came up empty. Valdez was there behind him to make the play in shallow right. He threw wide. And we'll see whether that's E3 or just a hit. As of right now, looks like they're scoring in a single. So an RBI single for Flores. Everybody moves up a bag. Lee Sang in to score. Wingrove to third, Pineda to second. Flores at first for Andrick Nava, the catcher. Switch hitter batting left. Takes a strike, 0-1. So 2-0 Claws early. Productive first innings in each of the past two games for Jersey Shore. 0-1 from Verbitsky. Slow roller to the right side. Verbitsky can't get there, but Retzbach has it. Underhand flip to Kyle covering at first. It's in time for the out. Nice 3-1 put out to end things here in the first. So two runs home for Jersey Shore. They do it on three hits, no errors, but they leave the bags loaded, and the Ironbirds limit the damage. 2-0 after a half inning of play. Bottom first coming up next on Bally Live and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer FlexPacks. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that IronBirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an IronBirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury IronBirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the IronBirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Tough start for the Ironbirds, who trail the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 2-0 after the top of the first. A couple runs against right-hander Kyle Verbitsky. But the Birds limited the damage. Claws left the bases loaded. And now left-handed swinger Freddie Benkosme to lead off against left-handed pitcher Gabriel Cotto, who makes the start for Jersey Shore here today. It's Benkosme, Max Wagner, and Dylan Beavers. 0-1 misses high and in. It's 1-1. Freddie hitless in 10 at-bats this series in 3 games. He's driven in a run and walked twice. 1-1, chopper foul down the first baseline. The 6-game series has turned into a 5-game set because of the rainout last night. And now Benkosme asks for time. He gets it. Last night's game will be made up the next time the Blue Claws come to town in May. 1-2, tight slider outside. It's 2-2. Cotto is 6'5", southpaw, 22 years old in his 5th professional season. 2-2 is outside as well. It's full. 7th round pick of the Phillies in 2018 out of Puerto Rico Baseball Academy High School in Garabo, Puerto Rico. He's from Cedra in Puerto Rico. 3-2. Freddie stays alive as he fouls one back. Puerto Rico Baseball Academy High School has produced a lot of top talent over the years. Cotto, just another guy from that academy to head over and play ball in the States. 3-2, that's ball 4. Good take from Freddie as he works another walk. Benkosme, a leadoff base runner here in the bottom of the first. Benkosme, even though he's not hitting right now the way he'd like to be, still finding ways on base. And now on the season, that's his 10th walk overall. Leadoff base runner for Max Wagner, the third baseman. Right-handed hitter takes inside 1-0. So both leadoff hitters walk in this one. Wagner with a chance to do some damage. 3-for-15 in 4 games this series. Cotto a couple looks at first. The pitch, Wagner rips one foul down the third baseline. A few inches to the right, and that's extra bases. Wagner's doubled and walked twice in this series. He also has 2 stolen bases. Couple starts at third, couple starts at second, bouncing around the diamond. Benkosme, a decent leadoff first, move over. Cotto over to Wingrove, who's holding him on at the bag. Birds trail the Claws 2-0. Jersey Shore grabbed 2 on 3 hits in the top of the first. Benkosme takes off for second, and Wagner drives one in the air, straightaway center. And that ball is not coming back. Fire me up, Max Wagner.
a game-tying two-run shot here in the bottom of the first. And that is the big blast the Ironbirds needed. Got a pitch he could drive and sent it over the batter's eye in center. All Marcus Lee Sang could do was watch it fly. And we are knotted at two in the home half of the first. Well, you know what? Off the bat, I didn't get a great read on it. I didn't think the ball was going to travel that far. But Wagner crushed it. I mean, that wasn't even just a we'll wait and see it just go over that yellow line in center. I mean, that thing cleared the batter's eye. And all of a sudden, we're tied. Here's Dylan Beavers looking to keep it going. And it's Wagner's first home run of the season. And second extra base hit overall. Now, Beavers sends one out to short. Martin handles it over to Wingrove in time. And that is out number one. Line keeps moving for Judd Fabian, the cleanup hitter. We're tied at two, as both teams have plated a pair in the home and in their respective halves of the first. For Wagner, it's his second career professional home run, had one last season. First homer this year, and now has four RBIs. Line drive into center, and Fabian's aboard. So Judd picks up his third hit of the series. And he has now reached safely five times over the last five games. Here's Adam Retzbach, who's swinging it as well as anybody in this lineup. Adam's riding a five-game hitting streak. He has five extra base hits in his six games this year. Gets the start at first base today. And I got to believe Retzbach getting the start at first today has something to do with the fact that he's just swinging the bat so well. So far this season, he and Silas Ardouin have alternated games as the team's starting catcher. And it's just a way to get both their bats in the lineup. Give Isaac De Leon, the regular first baseman, a little rest. Retzbach takes inside. It's 2-0. We're tied at two in the bottom of the first. Fabian over at first after the single. Just one down. Retzbach takes low. It's 3-0. Retzbach owns a .375 on-base percentage and .682 slugging percentage so far this season. Got three doubles and a homer, as well as a triple. He's driven in four. Looking to extend his hitting streak to six games. 3-0 is outside, ball four. A four-pitch walk. Four of the first five batters for the Ironbirds have reached. Here's Silas Ardouin, but before that, a meeting on the mound. Jersey Shore pitching coach Phil Kundari out for a chat. Talk things over with the young left-hander Gabriel Cotto. This is Cotto's third appearance of the season, all starts. Just looking to settle him down. While we've got some time, let's take a look at some upcoming games, promotions, and events here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. May 9th to 14th against the Hudson Valley Renegades. Bark in the Park on the 12th. And then on the 14th, Mother's Day, moms run the bases after the game. That is the next home series for the Ironbirds. Two road series, both going six games after today's game. But then back at home against Hudson Valley, May 9th to 14th. That's Tuesday through Sunday. Grab your tickets at ironbirdsbaseball.com. You're not going to want to miss Bark in the Park and moms run the bases on Mother's Day. So keep those in mind over the next couple weeks. 2-2, bottom one, runners at first and second for the Ironbirds. Here's the six-hole hitter, Silas Ardouin. Cotto will look at second. High leg kick. Silas takes a strike. It's 0-1. Defensively for the Blue Claws, Andrick Nava's the catcher. Nick Ward at third. Casey Martin's at short. Hau-Yu Lee over at second. And Rickson Wingrove at first. Wilfredo Flores in left. Marcus Lee Sang in center. And Leandro Pineda in right. Two in the inning so far for Aberdeen, looking for more. A one, that's a ball, 1-1. Some really good takes from the Ironbirds here in the inning, and it started with Frederick Ben-Cosme working a full count walk to open up the home half of the first. Took a really tough pitch
off of the plate, but it was a ball. And that's really set the tone. Wagner followed with a homer to dead center. Beavers grounded out, but then a single and a walk to Fabian and Retzbach, respectively. Cotto steps off, throws to second. Wagner back standing. Counts 1-1 on Ardoin, who's 1-for-5 with a home run and 4 driven in this series. He's played in 2 of the 4 games so far this week. Drawn a couple walks as well. That home run was a 3-run shot in the opener. 1-1, fouled back. It's 1-2. Another good crowd on hand today, taking in a little Sunday afternoon action. It's a busy weekend down here in Aberdeen, in the Ripken Complex, the Ripken Experience across the street. Cars overflowing in the parking lot. Youth tournaments going on. Both runners take off. Breaking ball outside. Throw goes down to second, and both are safe. Well, Fabian had a big secondary, and he took off. And then Retzbach followed. Pitch was called a strike, so Ardoin down on strikes. Tough pitch there on the outer half, so two down. But runners at second and third for the switch hitter, Reed Trimble. He bats right-handed against the lefty Cotto. Trimble 4-for-14 in 4 games this series. 3 of his 4 hits for extra bases, 2 doubles and a triple. Swings at the first pitch, taps one out to short. Martin has it, pumps the glove over to first, and that ends the inning. But the Birds tie it on a 2-run home run to dead center off the bat of Max Wagner. 2 runs on 2 hits, no errors, a couple walks in the inning, and the Iron Birds leave 2. After an inning of play, we're tied at 2. Top of the second coming up. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Iron Birds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. For more information, that's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information.
Kyle Verbitsky back to work in the top of the second inning as the nine-hole hitter Jared Carr swings at the first pitch and pops one up into shallow left. It's Reed Trimble who calls off Ben Cosme, the shortstop, to make the grab. One pitch, one out, and that's huge for Kyle, who threw 30 pitches, 16 of them strikes in the first inning, really labored through that inning, but stranded the bases loaded, allowed just 2 runs. And now he's got a one pitch out to start things up. Birds trailed 2-0 going into the home half of the first, but Max Wagner took care of that. 2 batters into the home half. Tied it with a homer to dead center. Here's Nick Ward, who takes a sweeping slider for a ball. Counts 1-0 on Wardy. Nick walked and scored the first run for Jersey Shore in the first. Worked a full count and then drew the walk. 1-0. That's on the outer half. It's 1-1. We're tied at 2, top 2 from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium in the series finale between these two clubs. Wind blowing a little bit. Sunny day here in Aberdeen. Ward swings and misses at the 1-1. It's 1-2. A couple of Philly area natives going at it right here. Verbitsky from Media, Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, Ward from Kennett Square, PA.
1-2 pitch from Verbinski. Breaking ball. Ward checked his swing. Appeal down to first. No swing. And Nick stays alive. It's 2-2. Kennett Square, where Ward's from, is closer to Delaware. It's still Philly area. Kyle from media, that's pretty close to the city of Philadelphia itself. Less than an hour and a half from Aberdeen. Tall right-hander readies the 2-2, fastball high. And another full count. All four infielders playing Ward straight away. There's a guy who can slap it all over the diamond. Can't exactly shift for him.
410-297.
And the 3-2 from Verbinski. Breaking ball on the outside corner, a called strike three. First punch out of the afternoon for Verbinski, and that's out number two in the second. Just dropped the curveball in there, a little backdoor action. And that is two up, two down here in the top of the second. Verbinski really settling in now. After 30 pitches in the first, he's needed just seven to get two outs here in the second. And here's the second baseman, Hao Yu Lee. Fastball high, 1-0. Verbinski won seven games last season in the A's system. 1-0 pitch, that's over, it's 1-1. Posted a 4.63 ERA in 23 games, 22 of them starts. Spent most of the season in low A, then seven starts at high A to end the year. Fastball on the outside corner, it's 1-2. Verbinski was the low A California League pitcher of the week in middle of June. Seven shutout inning performance with nine strikeouts and only one walk that got him pitcher of the week honors. And then not too long after, was up in high A. Years old. Ready's the 1-2 pitch. Here it is. Fastball just off the plate. Looked really good, but called a ball. So two balls, two strikes, two outs with no one on here in the top of the second. Claus and Birds tied at two. Next pitch from Kyle. Breaking ball in the dirt. Arduet keeps it close. Another full count. Verbinski worked just two innings in relief in his first outing of the season, then three in his first start. That was his last appearance. 3-2, swing and a miss. Got him up top. Back-to-back strikeouts for Verbinski in a 1-2-3 second. Well, the Birds right-hander really needed that. His teammates are loving it. Birds with a chance to take the lead as we go to the home half of the second. Keep it locked right here. It's 2-2 on a Sunday afternoon in Aberdeen. Keep it locked on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Home half of the second inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Marcantonini with you on the call. Claws and Birds tied at two as Isaac Baloney, the eight-hole hitter for Aberdeen, leads off against left-hander Gabriel Cotto. First pitch strike on the outer half. It's 0-1. It's Baloney, then Luis Valdez, then back to the top for Ben Cosme. Well, it's been an exciting game so far. Both teams grabbed a pair in the first inning, and now Baloney gets hit up and in. Looks like that one got him on the side of the helmet around where the face flap is. He grabbed the side of his cheek after getting hit, and now he'll take off his protective arm guard and shin guard. Tori Atencio, the Birds' head athletic trainer, out to check on Isaac. It's another leadoff man on for the Birds. Doesn't look to be too serious. Manager Roberto Mercado over to check on him as well. And that's always scary when a guy gets hit up and in like that. And anything around the head and face is tough. Now Chase Sebi, first base coach, over to check as well. Looks like Isaac's okay. He's going to put the helmet back on and walk down to first. Get some applause from the crowd. Well, that one's tough. Not the way you want to get on base, but does a job for his teammates and is aboard as a leadoff man. Here's Luis Valdez, another guy you can argue is the hottest hitter on this team. He's 5-for-11 this series, coming off a three-hit performance on Friday night. Two doubles and two driven in three games this series. Switch hitter bats right. Swings at the first pitch. Chopper to third. Ward over to second for one. The return throw to first. It's in time to get Valdez. Well, it's not easy at all to double up Luis Valdez, but he hit it hard to Ward, the third baseman who was playing in, and that was a quick turn there. So just like that, the bases are empty and two down. Back to the top of the order for Frederick Ben-Cosme. He worked a walk to start that two-run first. First pitch to him is over for a strike, 0-1. Benny worked the walk, and then Max Wagner homered to center to tie the game. 0-1, ground ball up the middle. Martin to the first base side of second makes the play, flips over to first, and the inning is over. Not a 1-2-3 inning, but the Claws face the minimum in the second. So after both teams grabbed a pair in the first, neither team scores in inning number two. We'll head to the top of the third after this. Keep it locked right here on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer Flex Packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but they're...
Kyle Verbitsky fresh off a 1-2-3 second, back out for the third. We're knotted at two with Jersey Shore and Aberdeen. Series finale here on a Sunday afternoon at Ripken Stadium. Marcus Lee Sang, Rickson Wingrove, and Casey Martin, 3-4-5, due up. First pitch missed inside. The second one is a little bit off the plate, according to Christian Argaza, the home plate umpire. It's 2-0. Verbitsky got a first pitch flyout and then back-to-back strikeouts in the second. Got Ward looking and Lee swinging. 2-0's over. It's 2-1. Kyle's 2-1, swing and a miss. Good change up there. Just dropped it on that outside corner. And Lee Sang swung over it. 2-2. Marcus singled and scored in that two-run first for Jersey Shore. Time is called. Each team with two runs in the first, nothing in the second. Blue Claws sent eight to the plate in that first. They left the bases loaded, and that was sort of a momentum builder for the Ironbirds. 2-2 downstairs. Counts full. Birds then were able to go into the first down just two, a manageable deficit. Ben Cosme walked, Wagner homered to center. And it's been that way ever since. Here's Verbitsky's 3-2. That's high, ball four. There's some control issues today for Kyle. That's his third walk. He's worked a steady diet of full counts as well. But so far, he's worked around it. Leadoff man on, here's Wingrove. Wingrove's had himself a nice last few months. Won an Australian Baseball League championship with Adelaide over the winter. Then played for Team Australia in the 2023 World Baseball Classic. Hit a huge home run in their quarterfinal game against Cuba. And at the time, Team Australia was down two. Wingrove brought him within one. The Aussies eventually fell by a run to Cuba in that quarterfinal game. In a really good showing in the WBC, Wingrove swings over a curveball. It's 1-1. And that was an Australian national team that I was really connected to after spending the offseason calling games out in Australia. Eight of the guys that were on the WBC team were in Melbourne playing for the Aces where I was. But I knew the names of every guy on that roster and had called their games throughout the winters, and Wingrove one of them. So it was really cool to see that team play. I had connections to a lot of the teams in that WBC, but you know, it went from the Aussies to my Aussies. 1-1, that's down. It's 2-1. Wingrove was the five-hole hitter for Australia in the WBC. Started every game at first base for the squad. Off to a good start this year in the Phillies system. 2-1 fouls it back. Tied at two, top of the third. Leadoff man's on. That's Marcus Lee Sang. He walked. Wingrove, the four-hole hitter, has the count at 2-2 on him. 22-year-old slugger awaiting the pitch from Verbitsky. Here it is, breaking ball, got him. Slow curveball down in the zone. Wingrove chase, and it's strikeout number three for Verbitsky. So Wingrove down for out number one. And here's Casey Martin, the shortstop. Well, I was really excited to call this game today because with Kyle Verbitsky making his home debut, it's the first chance I had to call one of Kyle's games, move over to first. And not only do Kyle and I share the being from the Philadelphia area, we're both Penn State University alums, so it's always great to see Nittany Lions in pro ball. And it's good to have a Penn Stater here in Aberdeen with me. First pitch to Martin, misses just off the plate. It's 1-0. Kyle had a really impressive career as a Nittany Lion, playing for head coach Rob Cooper at Penn State. Coach Cooper, a guy I know really well, one of my friends in this baseball industry. Coach Coop's awesome, and Verbitsky really liked playing for him. Runner goes for second, pitches outside. Good throw from Arduin. It's a little high. And Lee Sang, looked like he came off the bag, but he got his foot on there. And he's in scoring position with a stolen base. It was a good throw from Arduin. But Lee Sang had a good jump. Was able to hold the bag. Valdez made a nice tag attempt. Now the go-ahead runs at second with one down. 1-1 the count on Martin. Right on right for Verbitsky. Out at second, pitch, swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Well, Kyle and I didn't overlap at all at Penn State. I graduated in 2017. He started there in 2018, so we just missed each other. Well, 1-2, curveball low and away. It's 2-2. Kyle had a really strong senior season. Won 5 games, posted a 4.17 ERA in 13 starts. 88 strikeouts and only 20 walks in 77 and two-thirds. He went 6 innings or more 8 times that year, including each of his last 5 starts for Penn State. A couple looks at second. 2-2 is high, ball 3. Verbitsky also went 7 or more innings 4 times as a senior at Penn State. And in 7 of his 13 starts, he struck out 7 or more. Definitely numbers that are going to get you noticed by big league scouts. And it earned Kyle a 17th round draft selection. He picks up his 4th strikeout as he got Martin to go up the ladder for one. Verbitsky's fan 4 of the last 5 he's faced with a walk mixed in. So 2 outs and a runner at second. Here's Leandro Pineda. We're tied at 2 in the top of the 3rd. Each team with a pair of runs in the 1st inning. And it looks like that's it for Verbitsky. 60 pitches through 2 2/3. Roberto Mercado a walk to the mound for a chat. There is bullpen action. Somebody looks to be ready for the Ironbirds. We'll see if Roberto takes the ball from Verbitsky. Meeting with the entire infield right now. And the outfielders will convene in center. Now the home plate umpire Christian Argueza out to break up the mound conference. We'll see if Verbitsky gets one more hitter here. A lot of times Roberto, if he's going to take a guy, he talks to them for a while on the mound, and that's the case here. Didn't yank him right away, but the day is over for Kyle Verbitsky. Throws 60 pitches in 2 2/3. Gave up those 2 runs in the 1st, but he really settled down after a tough 1st inning, and that's really good to see in his 2nd start. New pitcher coming in for the Ironbirds. We'll let you know who it is when we come back. We'll take a quick break. We're tied at 2 in the top of the 3rd. Keep it locked right here on Bally Live and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Carson Carter is the new pitcher for the Ironbirds with 2 outs and a man on second in the top of the 3rd. Kyle Verbitsky done after 2 2/3. Looked really good over his last 2 frames and did a great job to limit the damage, especially in that 1st inning in which he stranded the bases loaded. Left-handed hitting Leandro Pineda, the 1st to greet Carter. First pitch of Carson's afternoon is a strike on the outer half. It's 0-1. We're knotted at 2 in the top of the 3rd as Carson Carter looks for the final out of the 3rd. It's Carson's 3rd appearance of the season, all out of the bullpen. He's allowed 3 runs in 2 1/3 so far this year. 3 strikeouts, 1 walk. Misses outside with a pitch there. 1-1. Carter throws 4 pitches. He's got a fastball, cutter, curveball, and changeup. Cutter moves like a slider, and the curveball is slurvy. That's according to Carter himself. 1-1. Good pitch there down in the zone. It's 1-2. Now this is one of those guys where I just don't even try to guess what he's throwing. You know, I don't have the best view from up in the press box. I can't read pitches that well, but for a guy who with all 4 of his pitches they move a lot differently than the actual pitch normally would. You know, it's tough to pick up on. So I let Carson do his thing out there. Ball and two strikes on Pineda. Marcus Lee sang out at second. He walked and stole the bag. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball sent in the air, right field and deep. And that ball ain't coming back. Left it up, and Pineda didn't miss it. And just like that, with two outs and two strikes on Pineda here in the third, he homers to give Jersey Shore the lead once again. It's now a 4-2 game. Second homer of the game. Each team with one now. That runner at second, Marcus Lisanga, came home. That run's charged to Verbitsky. And the home run allowed by Carter. He's just going to be charged with the one run there. So the line is officially closed on Verbitsky. Allows three runs on three hits in 2 2/3. Threw 60 pitches. Struck out four, walked three. Count quickly 1-1 on the 7-hole hitter, Wilfredo Flores. Birds look to get out of it. Next one from Carter. Gets a swing and a miss there. It's 1-2. So once again, one pitch away from ending the inning. And the pitch. That's down. So the count goes to 2-2. Carter, 6'4" tall. He's 25 years old. Texas native. Played his college ball at Oklahoma. Next pitch, hard hit ground ball to first. Sliding stop by Retzbach. Gets up, steps on the bag, and the inning is over. Nice play there by Adam Retzbach, the catcher playing first today. But not before the Blue Claws grabbed two runs on a hit. It was a two-run home run from Pineda. No errors and no one left on. Jersey Shore back on top, 4-2 after 2.5. Bottom three coming up next on Bally Live at WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Birds looking for more with the bats. They trail the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 4-2, home half of the third. A nice Sunday afternoon for a ball game here in Aberdeen, Maryland. Four runs on four hits, no errors for Jersey Shore. Two runs on two hits, no errors for Aberdeen. Max Wagner, Dylan Beavers, Judd Fabian, 2-3-4 due up for the Birds. Wagner homered to dead center his first time up today. A couple extra base hits this series for Max. 1-0. Off the end of the bat, out to second. Lee stabbed at it and misses it. It's in to right. And looks like that'll be scored an E4, but either way, Wagner a leadoff base runner for the Birds. Birds have had the leadoff man on in all three innings so far. And after Jersey Shore grabbed the lead on a two-run home run from Leandro Pineda in the top of the third, the Birds look to get him back. Here's Dylan Beavers. Bounced to short his first time up. Left on left for Dylan. Pitch from Gabriel Cotto misses outside. It's 1-0. Beavers is off to an impressive start in 2023. He's hit safely in all but two games this year. Cotto a long look over at first at Wagner. Wingrove holding him on. And now a move over. Wagner dives back in safely. Beavers has hit safely in 10 of 12 this year. He's reached base safely in 11 of 12. Four hits and four walks this series, finding ways on base. He's reached eight times in four games. A hit and a walk in each of the four so far this series. 1-0. Oh, almost clipped his jersey. Beavers got out of the way. It's 2-0. Burns sent just three to the plate in the second. Bologna was hit by a pitch to open the inning. Then a double play ball and a ground out ended it. Cotto slowing the pace down. Here's his 2-0. Beavers takes low. 3-0. Wagner aboard on the error by the second baseman, Hao-Yu Lee. Beavers looking to make it pay. 3-0 pitch, swings and taps one out in front of home plate. And only play to first, Wagner gets the second. Well, that's tough there, 3-0 swing and you hit the ball about 5 feet in front of home plate. Beavers thought it was a foul ball at first. So he's down on the 2-3 put out. The catcher, Nava, threw down to Wingrove at first. Now here's Judd Fabian. Fabian singled, and after getting to second, he stole third his first time. Judd taps the plate a couple times, ready to hit. Judd's the tying run at the plate. Wagner out at second. First pitch to Judd. That's outside, 1-0. Cotto's had trouble finding the strike zone. Cotto really slowing the pace down here in the inning. Fastball over. It's 1-1. A little bit of wind blowing at the ballpark today. We've already seen a pair of home runs. Now both of those shots, one from Wagner and Pineda, they would have been home runs really on any day, the way they were hit. Look at second, the 1-1. Breaking ball popped up foul behind home plate into the seats. That one got into the second row behind home plate. Looks like the fan made an error down there. Some groans from the crowd. Looked like somebody was in place to catch that off the ricochet and then didn't make the play. But now little kid's got the ball, so turned out okay. Birds trail 4-2, bottom three. Cotto spins and throws to second. Fabian looking to get hot again with the bat. He was off to a great start during the three-game series at home against Wilmington to start the year, then cooled off a little bit at Hudson Valley. Still early, though. These guys just getting going this year. Cotto to the plate, 1-2. Nasty changeup there. Got Fabian swinging over it. And that's the second out of the third. So here's Adam Retzbach with two down and a runner at second. Retzbach walked and stole a bag in that first inning. He was the trail runner on the double steal. Trying to bring Max Wagner home, who reached on an error to start the frame. Long pause from Cotto, deep breath, 1-0. That one's over, and it's 1-1. Birds had a season-high 10 hits on Friday night, but scored just three runs. Bats going a little bit earlier tonight. 1-1, another changeup, and that's been the best pitch so far this afternoon for Cotto, who got one by Fabian to strike him out and now gets strike two on Retzbach with it. Lanky left-hander set the 1-2. Retzbach taps one softly onto the ground to the right side. Wingrove has it. He'll trot over to first, take it there himself. And the inning is over. No runs on no hits, no errors, or one error, and one man left on in the frame for the Birds. After three full, it's the Claws 4 and the Birds 2. Top four coming up after this on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-272-9585. That's 410-272-9585, or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Maple Grove Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 410-394-4000. That's 410-394-4000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Maple Grove Medical Clinic now to qualify. 410-394-4000.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
New pitcher for the Ironbirds here in the top of the fourth. It's right-hander Alex Pham, who is on trying to keep this a 4-2 game. Birds trail the Blue Claws in the series finale as Andrick Nava, Jared Carr, and Nick Ward, the 8-9-1 hitters, are due up for Jersey Shore. Pitch to Nava is over. It's 1-1. Pham, a 23-year-old right-hander from Union City, California, O's 19th-round pick in 2021, is 1-1. Dribbled on the ground to the right side, knocked down by Retzbach, flipped to Pham covering, and it's a nice 3-1 put out to start inning number four. Carson Carter got the final out of the third, but he allowed a 2-run home run to Leandro Pineda before he got a ground ball out to end it. One of those runs was charged to Verbitsky, who allowed 3 runs in 2 2/3, but looked really good over his final inning in 2/3. Carter done after a third of an inning. And now Pham. Third appearance of the season for Alex. His first outing, he started, then a piggyback relief role his next time out. Pitched twice in the Hudson Valley series. Count is 2-0 on the 9-hole hitter Carr. Pham gave up 7 runs, only 4 earned, and 3 1/3 in his season debut on the 11th. 2-0, tap foul, 2-1. Then bounced back in a big way 5 days later on the 16th against the Renegades again. 4 innings of 1-run ball in relief. He allowed just 3 hits, struck out 5, and walked 1. In the game, the Ironbirds eventually won by a run. Pham got the ball to Keegan Gillies for the 8th and 9th. The Birds finished off a 1-run win in Hudson Valley. That was on Sunday. Luis Valdez drove in the game-winning run in the 9th in that game. 2-2 on Carr. Next pitch, it's down, full count. Overall in the season, opponents hitting .241 against Pham. Who spent some time in Aberdeen last year. He's with the team down the stretch. 3-2, tap foul. Pham Pham pitched in 11 games for Aberdeen last year, won five of them. 20 and two-thirds innings of work. He struck out 30. Held opponents to a 247 average. 3-2, that's down ball four. So Carr's aboard for the first time today. Back to the top for Nick Ward. I was talking to Ward before the game the other day and just kind of talking about, you know, playing in Australia, WBC, getting a chance to play in the Phillies organization this year. I mean, it's been quite a time for Nick over the last few months since he signed that minor league deal in December. And, you know, he was saying during the WBC, getting to know some new teammates with Team Great Britain. He takes the ball outside 1-0, and not only that, getting to know some big names with the Philadelphia Phillies a little bit more. Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner, and JT Realmuto all played for Team USA in the WBC. And USA and Great Britain were in the same region out in Phoenix. So Nick got to see them a little bit more, play against them, move over to first, runner safe. And Nick was saying that he spent 2 weeks in spring training before flying from Florida to Arizona for the WBC. Then when he got back to Clearwater to finish out spring training after Great Britain was eliminated, 1-0, runner takes off for second, pitches a strike, throwdown's a good one, and Silas Ardoez throwing out his first runner of the season. Jared Carr cut down on the bases trying to swipe second. Silas Ardoez put it right on the money, tag from Ben Cosme, and that is out number two in the third. And so Nick was saying that when he got back to spring training, once the Phillies players from Team USA got back to spring training, Kyle Schwarber gave him a big bear hug, and he was saying, you know, just kind of thinking about where he's been. He's like, if you had told me that was going to happen a few months ago, he would have told me I was crazy. He beats out an infield single here. So he's got another hit, second time reaching safely today. First hit allowed by Pham. Well, that caught stealing helps a lot. Silas Ardoez nails his first runner of the season. So instead of a man on second and one out, it was bases empty, two outs. But now Ward aboard after the infield hit. Here's how you lead the second baseman. 0 for 2, flew out to right and struck out swinging today. Pham, the 0-1 to the plate, misses in. It's 1-1. Pham started his professional career in 2021, pitched five games down in the Florida Complex League rookie ball, and then three appearances for Delmarva. And then in his first full professional season last year, saw time at three levels. Ward takes off for second. Another decent throw from Ardoez, but it gets by the second baseman Valdez covering, and it's a stolen base for Ward. Pham in 2022, 11 of his appearances I mentioned were in Aberdeen, 6 with Delmarva, and then 1 in rookie ball. And the 1 in rookie ball was just a quick rehab appearance as he was coming off the injured list. 2-2 downstairs, 1-2 to make it 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs with a man on second, and the Claws leading 4-2 here in the top of the fourth. Off day tomorrow, then the Ironbirds head to Wilmington for six, not Hudson Valley, head to Wilmington for six, then Brooklyn for six after that. 2-2, swing and a miss, ball gets away from Ardoez, picks it up on the third base line, throws down to first, and it's in time to retire Lee. So a strikeout and a 2-3 put out ends the fourth. A strikeout and a scoreless fourth for Alex Pham, no runs on one hit, no errors. One man left on in the inning for the Blue Claws. With that, we'll head to the bottom of the fourth. Ironbirds looking to get some more runs, down 4-2. Keep it locked on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer Flex Packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want, or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that.
Silas Ardoin leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Ironbirds. It's Ardoin, Trimble, and Baloney, 6-7-8 as the Birds look to get back a couple of runs they gave up in the top of the third. It's the Blue Claws 4 and the Ironbirds 2. Big cut there from Ardoin. That's 1-1. Silas threw out his first base runner of the season. Caught Jared Carr trying to swipe second in the last half inning. Now he taps one to the right side. Lee was shaded up the middle. Has to hurry. Underhand flip to first. And it's in time to get Ardoin. So one up, one down for Gabriel Cotto, who settled in after a rough first in which he allowed a two-run home run to Max Wagner. Here's Trimble, who bounced to short on the first pitch he saw his first time up. Trimble once again swings at the first pitch. We've seen Trimble with an aggressive approach throughout the early part of this season. He'll take a walk around home plate before he gets back in the box. Two balls and a strike. Hammer just looks at second, the pitch up and in. The count goes to 3-1. Things got chippy here in the ninth. Ignacio Feliz and Roberto Mercado were tossed from the game. Hammer trying to limit the damage. 3-1 pitch from Dan. Gets a swing and a miss. Ties up Nava inside. The count's full. So now with 3-2, two outs, the runners on first and second are off on the pitch. Ironbirds infielders letting everybody know, making sure they're all on the same page. Hammer with 10 strikeouts in four innings this season, including the one today. Can he get number 11? 3-2 pitch, fouled back. Birds will need one in the bottom of the ninth to keep it going. Game's almost 3 hours old at this point. And the 3-2, two-out pitch again. Misses inside, ball four. That loads the bases for Jared Carr. Claws lead at 6-5 after the go-ahead RBI single from Wilfredo Flores. Claws looking to make it four in a row to end this series. Chopper to the right side. Off of Retzbach's glove in the shallow right center. Two runs come in. Throw goes to third. The Ironbirds get the inning ender there. Luis Valdez to Max Wagner. So that's a 3-4-5 inning ending put out. But not before two more runs come home. It's an 8-5 lead now for Jersey Shore. Things changed in a hurry. Now the Birds with work to do in the home half. Take a quick break here on the broadcast on WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer Flex Packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want, or redeem them in advance
to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that IronBirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
All of a sudden, the Ironbirds trail 8-5 as we open up play in the home half of the ninth. It's been Cosme, Wagner, and Beavers, the top three in the order. Game was tied at 5 going into the top of the ninth. Ignacio Feliz got the first out, and then he walked Rickson Wingrove, then he hit Casey Martin with the first pitch. Martin then lobbied the home plate umpire Christian Argueza that it was intentional. The two umpires got together, and after some conversation, they tossed Feliz from the game, and then Roberto Mercado got his money's worth and was tossed from the game. A very valid and normal reaction from the Ironbirds dugout when Feliz was tossed from the game, really for an illegitimate reason. I mean, it just was not intentional. He was not trying to hit Casey Martin to push the game go-ahead run into scoring position. That run and two more eventually scored, with all with two outs in the ninth. Now the Birds down 8-5. Here's Ben Cosme. 0-1, flicks it foul. It's 0-2. Tommy McCollum's the new pitcher for the Blue Claws. After a third of an inning from Carlos Francisco, who's in line for the win right now. The loss would go to Ignacio Feliz if this score holds. McCollum on for the third time this series. Both teams have used six pitchers today. 0-2, Ben Cosme flips it foul. Just a crushing top of the ninth for the Birds because of the ejection to Feliz that wasn't warranted. And then Dan Hammer had to come into the game. He had to get loose quick. And the Blue Claws get three runs. It's been a tough series already for the Ironbirds, who have shown a ton of fight and a lot of positives, both pitching-wise, offensively, defensively, and no error game today. They just haven't been able to put it together. They won the series opener, and that's it. Ball was up near me in the press box. It's a little bit off to the left. That's as close as a baseball's come up to my booth since I took over here last August. I got the glove up here just in case. 1-2, it's down. Ironbirds took a lead in the bottom of the seventh. Judd Fabian, a two-run home run with two outs over the left field wall. But four unanswered for Jersey Shore since. 2-2, foul tip into the glove. And there's out number one in the bottom of the ninth. The Birds down to their final two outs. And that brings up Max Wagner. Wags has had another nice day. Two-run homer in the first to tie the game at the time. Walked in the fifth and single a stolen base and scored a run in the seventh. Came around on Fabian's homer. First pitch from McCollum is over for a strike. It's 0-1. McCollum looking for his first save of the season. This is his second save opportunity. Giving up one earned run in five innings of work, 10 strikeouts, four walks. Opponents hitting 0-63 against him coming in. 1-1 to Wags. Popped up right side of the diamond, foul territory. And it's Nick Ward, the new first baseman, who calls everybody off and makes the grab. So Ward moves across the diamond to first base after Rickson Wingrove was pinch run for in the top of the ninth. So Ward from third to first. Troy Schreffler, who pinch ran for Wingrove, is in left. And Flores moves from left to third. Birds down to their final out, down three runs. Here's Beavers. Quiet day for Dylan today. First pitch he sees is a slider low. McCollum pitched 3 days ago, gave up a run in an inning of work. That was the first earned run and first hit against McCollum this season. The Birds got to him. Beavers sends one foul. It's 1-1. Just a frustrating day for the Birds, especially after grabbing the lead in the home half of the seventh. 1-1, Beavers fouls it back. After an off day tomorrow, the Birds will head to Wilmington for six against the Blue Rocks. Blue Rocks playing some good baseball ever since the Birds took two of three from them to open the season. 1-2 outside, it's 2-2. And then after six in Wilmington, another off day, and then six at Brooklyn. Birds will head up to Coney Island to face the Cyclones. Team they beat to advance to the Sally League Championship Series last year. 2-2. There's a called strike three. And that ends the game and the series. A 1-2-3 top of the ninth or bottom of the ninth with three strikeouts for Tommy McCollum. And the Blue Claws make a statement, winning the final four games of the series this week here in Aberdeen. Birds got the series opener. They drop the next four. Rained out last night, so a six-game series turned into a five-game set. That's a frustrating loss for a couple reasons. One, to lose the lead, but two, the way it happened with the ejection to Ignacio Feliz and then Roberto Mercado. And, you know, the whole vibe changed once the umpires made that decision to eject Feliz. But nonetheless, it's a loss for the Ironbirds. The Blue Claws score four runs over the eighth and ninth inning combined. They do it all with two outs. And the Birds drop the series finale 8-5. We'll wrap this thing up in what was, again, a frustrating loss for the Ironbirds, but again, plenty of positives overall. A couple home runs for the Birds in this one. Max Wagner tied the game at two in the bottom of the first with a two-run shot to dead center over the batter's eye. Birds got one back when Ben Cosme scored on a wild pitch in the fifth, and then Judd Fabian, a two-out, go-ahead, two-run home run to left in the bottom of the seventh. But that was it offensively for the Birds in this one. Final totals, 8 runs on 12 hits, 1 error for Jersey Shore. 5 runs on 5 hits, no errors for Aberdeen. The win goes to Carlos Francisco. He's 2-0. He worked a third of an inning and did not allow a run. The loss to Ignacio Feliz, he's 0-2. He worked a third of an inning before his ejection in the top of the ninth. And the save goes to Tommy McCollum. It's his first in two chances this season. Game was played in 2 hours and 58 minutes in front of 1,359 fans here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Birds got the series opener, but the Blue Claws take the next four. With the loss, the Birds drop to 5-9. With the win, the Blue Claws improve to 6-8. Well, that's it for me and baseball here at Leidos Field for the next couple weeks. The Birds return home on May 9th, so a little while from now. May 9th through the 14th, a six-game set against the Hudson Valley Renegades. I will talk to you on May 9th. 7.05 p.m. first pitch, I'll be on the air show at 6:40. It's been a pleasure bringing you the action over the last five games here at the ballpark. Always love bringing you guys the action, and I'll be here all season long for all the home games on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Birds lose a tough one, 8-5, back at it at home in a couple weeks. Thanks for tuning in, and as always, thanks for flying with me on the Ironbirds Radio Network.